بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. And we have reached hadith 442. Now we have finished that. We have chapter the affliction of wealth should be warded off. باب ما يتقى من فتنة المال، وقوله وقول الله تعالى إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة. Chapter the affliction of wealth should be warded off, and the statement of Allah تعالى the Most High in Surah At-Taghabun 64:15, your wealth and your offspring are only a trial. Your wealth and your offspring are only a trial. 64:15. Now, the explanation of this is that in the saying of Allah the Most High, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً, truly your wealth and your offspring are a trial, are only in trial. Now, is this fitna a good one or fitna of a bad one, evil one? We know that the fitan are of two types, good and bad. As Allah stated in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:35, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ فِتْنَةً, and we shall make you a trial of you with evil and with good, and to us you will be returned. So therefore it could be an affliction or a trial with good, and it could be the other way, with evil. Similarly, the wealth and the children. A child maybe, or a son or a daughter may be righteous. He will be an asset and help to his parents in their lives. And also, even after death, in the sense that they make dua for the parents. Similarly, the wealth, yes, the good wealth with the righteous person. So, since therefore the trial could be either one, that's why Allah ended Surah At-Taghabun by saying, وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. And with him is a great reward. Meaning, make this trial a trial in good, so that you gain the reward, so that you attain the reward. Then the Hadith 443, the Hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تعيس عبد الدينار والدرهم والقطيفة والخميصة إن أعطي رضي وإن لم يعط لم يرض. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, perish the slave of dinar, dirham, قطيفة, a thick soft cloth, and خميصة, a garment, for if he is given he is pleased, otherwise he is dissatisfied. What does it mean, ta'isa? Ta'isa, perish, be in loss, the slave of the dinar and dirham. Dinar and dirham are coins of currency, and the qatifa is a thick soft cloth, used like a mat for people to sit on. Wal khamisa, what man puts on, a garment. So the man is so keen concerning his money, his clothes, his place of sitting. There are some people who take care of these matters so that they are used as an asset in his obedience to Allah and making known the favor of Allah upon him. And on the, or to the contrary, there are those who busy themselves with these things and turn them away from the obedience of Allah to the extent that he becomes a slave to it, as if being created for that. He has no concern except to gather the wealth and the these worldly matters. And it doesn't mean that the person prostrates to these things, because no one prostrates to money and garments and places of sitting. But the meaning is that he busy himself with them and ending up turning him away from the obedience to Allah. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, "In u'tiya radiya, wa in lam yu'ta sakhat." If he is given, he is pleased, otherwise he is dissatisfied. Even he is dissatisfied with Allah. He becomes dissatisfied with Allah. As Allah stated in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 58. قال الله تعالى ومنهم من يلمزك بالصدقات فإن أعطوا منها رضوا وإن لم يعطوا منها إذا هم يسخطون. And of them are some who accuse you in the matter of the distribution of alms. If they are given part thereof, they are pleased, but if they are not given thereof, behold, they are enraged. So therefore, in this there is warning from concerning these matters, so that they should not be taken to this extent where the person becomes a slave to them, but the slave should be a slave of Allah and use these things as an asset in his worship of Allah the Most High. Then question, what about people who delay, who are young and they delay marriage, and they say, well, it could be a trial concerning our seeking knowledge, and it could be a trial concerning our obedience to Allah. Our Shaykh rahimahullah in his answer said that أن هذا خطأ والله أرى أن هذا خطأ. By Allah, I see that this is wrong, that marriage does not stand as a barrier between person and seeking knowledge, rather it could be a help and an assistance for him on seeking knowledge, and will have good time. Yes, there could be responsibilities like spending and etc., but he will have other plenty of time in other matters. And in addition, that if the person get married and puts good trust and reliance upon Allah, and taking by the promise of Allah, as in Surah Hud 11:6, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Surah Hud verse 6. And no moving living creature is there on earth but its provision is due from Allah. Then he will attain a lot of good. Now, someone asked a question that it is affirmed that the companions and the righteous predecessors used to hope for death and invoke Allah for that before engaging in the fight and in jihad. The answer is, they used to hope the martyrdom, hope for martyrdom, and there is difference between this and that. There's a difference between hoping for the martyrdom and hoping for death. Because this martyrdom, yani it may be that if he misses this spot of this battle engagement, he may not attain the martyrdom and may die on his bed. And that's why they used to invoke Allah seeking martyrdom. And is it permissible? Question, is it permissible to say, oh Allah, don't make me die, like in the case of Sa'd bin Mu'adh, oh Allah, don't make me die until I engage in jihad more and benefit Muslims more. The answer is yes. He may say, don't make me die, like Sa'd bin Mu'adh, the story of Sa'd bin Mu'adh, when he said, Allahumma la tamutni حتى تقر عيني بهؤلاء يعني حلفائهم من بني قريظة. Oh Allah, don't make me die until I get the comfort of the eye regarding those people of Bani قريظة. This brings the end of the discussion on this hadith, and then inshallah ta'ala we continue later tomorrow on the same subject inshallah. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.